Step into some great information. And please, if you would, you know, we do this because it's important to go to the Bible on Sunday morning. And that's why we do this. And this is so wonderful that you're joining us. And please get somebody else here by sharing this right away, if you would. You know, the words that we are going to share here today, the truth we're going to go into in the Word of God is so potent. It changes people. We can have arguments. We do shows where you make really great, you know, just intellectual arguments and discussions. But at the end of the day, it is the Word of God that is bringing the answers to people. And we got to bring the answer to the fight inside that everybody so deals with today in the culture. And I have such a heaviness about some of the events that are trying to manifest and have already manifested and want to keep manifesting. But I also see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And that's why we want to teach you the Word of God today. So if you would, before I get into all this and all that, please repost this, share this. And I know it's going to be a great benefit to many. And I also want to mention this. Many of you are partners of this ministry. And I talk about this every single time because there's so many new viewers. And of course, because of all the scams out there. And I want to just say a great thank you. If you're a partner and if you're interested in becoming a partner to avoid scammers, avoid the things that are going on, I encourage you to go to josephz.com or text the keyword give to 719-259-0029. Now, if you become a partner here, I just got to tell you, we're going to take care of you. We're going to call you. You'll hear from us at least once a month. And it is so vital that you do because we really care and we want our partners to be part of our partner family. And I understand also, we know this, that if you just simply can't do that right now, you're in a place of in life where it's not easy or allowing you to do it, I would just simply say to you, you know, thank our partners. And we are so grateful for you as a viewer. We value you very much. And of course, don't forget to get on the text to join. Because of how crazy the world is getting, we have a very special number you can join and get updates from us or live video links that suddenly you can be on a platform or a broadcast with us in a moment's notice. And there are thousands upon thousands of people now on the text to join. And that number is 719-719-3637. And you text the keyword join. And it's so, so powerful. And we just recently sent one out and we had nearly 6,000 people live with us. We've had up to 7,500 people live with us because of the text to join. And download that Josephz app. But you know, people ask all the time, can we tithe at Red Church? Is this a place we can tithe? Of course you can. If you're here to watch and joining us, you can actually go to josephz.com and click on the drop-down menu and you will find Red Church and you'll find links there to current messages, previous messages, and just Bible teachings that'll greatly help you. You know, every morning we talk about so many things on this broadcast. We discuss conspiracies, and I always bring you back to the Word of God. We discuss prophetic things that are happening. We discuss biblical prophecy. I have special guests on. We are always broadcasting, but Red Church is dedicated to the Word of God, real world issues. But the Word of God is what we emphasize at Red Church. That's why we call it the Red Church, because it means the blood of Jesus and the covenant that it represents, everything that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. But we got a lot to get into today. I hope you repost this, share this everywhere you can. And again, I want to say a great thank you to our partners because of you. Man, that's why we can use these very costly text to join numbers and having people be a part of it is because our partners make so much available. And we're just so grateful to you. Can't even begin to tell you how grateful we are for you. Well, as you're reposting this and sharing this, I want to welcome my lovely bride, Heather Z, HZ, to the program. Hi. Or I should say Red Church.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here and with everybody. And just say hi to everybody. What's on your heart today?
You know, I've had a lot on my heart recently. And
you've been away for a little bit, yes, just after the wedding and all that stuff.
Yes, the wedding went beautifully. It went quite well. It was wonderful.
We had a lot of people that were at the wedding. It was interesting. We used an app to invite a lot of our friends. And yeah, it's the thing the young people are doing, I guess the kids are doing today.
It's what the kids are doing, but
We invited people, and a lot of people didn't even get the invite, and it was interesting, but we had a great turnout, a great wedding.
Yeah, we did. There was a couple little mishaps there, but we recovered
really well.
Really well. really well. And it went off beautifully. More than anything, the presence of God was there.
Well, it certainly was.
It really was. It was awesome.
What stood out to you the most at the wedding?
I would say there's several, really. There's several as a mom, as a wife, but also, again, just the presence of God being there and the representation of it all and the significance of the whole significance of what it is to have people join you and the viewing of and what it is to be a part of.
You know what I'd like to do, Heather? What? You know what would be really great?
Hmm.
I want to show the clip that we have from the wedding. It's just a quick recap, basically.
Yeah.
Just a snapshot. Mm-hmm. And it's only like a minute or so long, maybe a little over a minute, maybe 2 minutes. But I want to show you guys this. We want to show you the clip of the wedding. It's not long. It's very brief. And some of you may have seen it before. We showed a little bit of it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But for Red Church today, being that Heather's here and we're looking at this, I'd like you to watch this and we'll come back and we'll talk about it just for a second, but we have a lot of word to get into.
Yes.
But we want to share just kind of a moment from our life with you. Mm-hmm. Because of our daughter, Allie, getting married, and she, you know, was not supposed to be alive.
No.
Jesus yeah. saved her.
Yeah. We weren't supposed to have children.
Yeah. Yeah. And so,
here we are.
Defying the odds. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, let's do that. The reason I want to do it, Heather, is that I just want to share this with our online family.
Yeah.
Share it with everybody at Red Church. It was a celebration for us. You know, during that time, I took a whole week and dedicated it. And you, Heather, I mean, you pulled that wedding together. you were challenging, wonderful. You took care of it and you worked diligently. I was so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Super Bowl. You did a great job.
Thank you.
We had a lot of favor, a lot of help, a lot of mm-hmm. friends who just threw in and really helped us with it.
Yeah, it definitely had its challenging moments and it definitely had some long hours, but it was an absolute joy. I enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, I really want to commend you because you know, honestly, I just showed up. I was doing all this other stuff and Heather knocked it out and the kids, you know, meaning our kids who got married now, but mm-hmm. they, you know, they did the best they knew to do. You know, they're like, oh, is this my right hand or my left hand? I'm not sure. It was awesome. No, they were way better than that, but you really made it happen. I yeah. give you all the credit for how wonderful that wedding was. And then the presence of God was there.
Yeah.
So let's show this and then we'll be right back and I want to talk about it and then we're going to get into the Word of God. But we just want to share a little glimpse of something that's very monumental in our life. Please watch this. Thank you. Man, every time I see that, I got to tell you, it's powerful. And of course, the one and only Elijah put that together.
Yes.
And so many other things. So Elijah, I know you're somewhere around here. Thank you.
Thank you, Elijah.
But I think the biggest part for me was walking down that aisle. Mm-hmm. And walking down that aisle, I just was like, uh-oh. Because they played the song, The Blessing.
Yes.
And it was powerful.
Well, there's such a significance. And the kids, and when I say the kids, they're adults. I apologize. But the kids, they chose that song.
Yeah.
And there was some prayer that went into it. And even just discussion, which came to that point. But the part that's amazing about that is that the heritage of it.
Yeah.
And everything that's going on in the world, it can go back to religious wars, all the things. But if you want to go all the way back, God honors his covenant, all the way back to his blood covenant with Abraham. And he continually, through the years, over and over and over again, will honor his covenant and the blessing that's attached to
it.
He
does.
And so for us, it's very personal because it was our family.
Yep.
But it's not just for our family, it's for the generations ahead.
That's right.
And it truly kind of goes into honoring the Lord and the blessing that comes with it. And honestly, raising a million for a billion.
Oh, that's it.
It's generational.
It's generational for sure.
It's generational blessing.
Yes,
it's generational heritage.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
It is.
So to be a part, it was an honor to be a part of it. It was a joy to be a part of it as a mom.
Yeah.
But and for eternity's sake, it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And the thing about it is that it's just really, it's monumental. The wedding that we were a part of, it was so anointed. We felt the presence of God. Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to tell everybody how much I cried at this wedding. It was just amazing. But I cried.
And you don't cry.
No, I'm not like the big crier. Nuh-uh. But at that one, I was like, you guys got me. They're like, you're going to cry. I'm like, not really. I'm celebrating. I'm thrilled that my daughter's marrying a godly man. And I talked about that at the wedding. Mm-hmm. But really what happened is you come out. And so not only do you have this little treasure on your arm that you've raised and you're bringing her to this place, but then they play that song, The Blessing. And his blessing be upon you and 1,000 generations and your family and your children. I was like, what are you guys trying to do with me? He is for you. He is for you. I was like, you guys are horrible. Why would you do this to me? You know, but we came in and it was truly wonderful. And so, you know, remember our wedding?
I do.
That was fun.
It was fun.
We, you know, we had a lot of people come together for us too.
Yes.
And we had nothing but worship blaring. And we even saved a seat in honor of the Lord at our wedding.
We did.
Kept an open spot. So that one there is reserved for the Lord.
Yes.
You know, we do strange things, but I thought it was awesome.
It was just a token it was just a gesture from the heart.
Yeah. It was a good time.
To honor the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It was really great, but having said all that, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. The world is in a very unique place. And I think about this generationally, and that's part of the reason we show the clip. We talk about family and all this. And Heather and I were discussing this even beforehand, that a lot of people are concerned about the future of their children.
Yeah.
Like, where is this going? Where are things headed?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? But we want to encourage you about your kids. We want to encourage you about the future, that when you're in faith,
yes,
you can continue moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I just, even so, there's a saying, kids don't do what you say, they do what you do.
Oh, wow.
And so whatever you can do in those little moments, like, so for instance, I know for us with Daniel, as some of you know, Daniel was diagnosed heavily autistic.
Yeah, that was hard news.
As a child, he didn't speak, he flapped. There was all of that. Of course, now he's come through that because I just wouldn't have it.
But before we even get into that part, like he would go in a corner and jump up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And flap his hands.
Yeah.
You know, and we just thought, boy, that boy's got a lot of energy. He's little doing that.
Yeah.
And then he would.
We didn't know at the time.
He could barely mutter words. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into gibberish over time. And he would just come out and garbled gibberish.
Yes.
And he would just act very unique, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we thought, what is this about? What's going mm-hmm. on? But then we began to discover some things.
Yes, we did. Yeah, just through different things where we had people in our life that would, you know, kindly, you could tell they didn't want to say anything, but they also were kindly making suggestions.
You know who it was?
Yes,
it was Ryan's mom, Christine.
Yes, it was.
Ryan's mom, Ryan Edberg, he's on me with full disclosure with us every Saturday. And you just saw that, you know, mm-hmm. yesterday with Mark Cowart and mm-hmm. Ryan and all that. But
well, it's actually very unique. And I feel a very God story because you were up ministering with Ryan and you yep. were with Ryan and Christine was
long
there.
Time ago.
Long time ago.
20 years ago. Cause yep. that's about how old Danny mm-hmm. is.
Yeah. And so while you were there, I was out having breakfast with my mom and she approached me on the very same topic
yeah.
and almost in the same verbiage that she just said, you might just want to check into this.
Yeah.
And because it was so sensitive, she wasn't, you know, they weren't.
Well, I should say almost 20 years ago. So yeah. it must have been just under 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, probably 18.
Years. 18 years, yeah. But the point is that, yes, maybe. So your mom approaches you mm-hmm. and Christine approaches us, mm-hmm. Ryan Edberg's mom, who we mm-hmm. just love. She's mm-hmm. just wonderful. She's actually one of our, on our call team for the partners.
Yeah.
So if you ever get a call and you're a partner from Christine, mm-hmm. she's just a stellar, one of our prayer partners. She'll call you, she'll pray with you. She's delightful. Mm-hmm. But she was looking at us and she said, have you ever had your son checked? Mm-hmm. Very kind, very yeah. you know, discreet.
Yes.
And very understanding. And then just said that. And we thought, what?
Yeah.
You know, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. You know? And then we got him checked.
Yeah. And it was, of course, you go through all the motions. If any of you who have experienced this, you go through the motions of, I'm his mom. How did I not yeah. know? And, you know, all the forms of, you know, feeling guilt or like,
yeah, it's true.
How did, you know, I'm a terrible parent or, you know, just depending on how you approach things
yep.
and being so young, almost 20 years ago and very ignorant to the topic,
yeah,
not aware of, there wasn't awareness for us anyway, awareness like there is today. Just, you know, we started that process,
right.
but right. we talk about how your first response is highly important. And so I did, I said, no, that is not what my Bible says about this boy.
Right.
And so we immediately went to the Word, immediately started praying, but getting to raising your children up in a way of what we're talking about, how to keep them encouraged as well,
yeah.
and how encouragement for yourself, for your children as well,
yeah.
when they're young. There's so many things that we did, and getting back to kids don't do what you say, they do what you do.
Well, even with Danny, mm-hmm. Daniel, our son, you know, you were like, no, we're not going to have him here. He had 12 specialists.
He did.
And from 12 specialists, he progressed.
Mm-hmm.
But that came through prayer, that came through discipline, that mm-hmm. came through really being consistent.
Yeah. It's kind of like what you say too, you know, life isn't a petri dish. It's not like a laboratory where you have perfect measurements and then here you go.
Yeah.
Life is like a football game. Sometimes
it's not
a
laboratory where you're doing test tube, you know, mm-hmm. just simple measured experiments.
Yeah. It's play by play. So there were different things that being led by the Holy Spirit that we started where we did things in the natural, but we very much took things on in prayer and speaking. And
he wouldn't eat anything.
He wouldn't eat. I think he had a menu of 5 things.
Yeah. And I know one of the big ones was like French fries. And
French fries.
But I remember we had a major breakthrough because I sat there and prayed and we pressed the issue and mm-hmm. made it work. And we finally got him to eat a piece of broccoli.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I do too. I'll never forget that.
That was really, it took a long time,
mm-hmm.
almost all day.
Yeah.
But sat there, kept talking and mm-hmm. kept, you know, being patient
mm-hmm.
and speaking the word of the Lord and forcing the issue like, no,
yeah.
you have to eat healthy food.
Yeah.
And we're saying these things because there's a lot of people that at this point, everybody at some level knows somebody if you're not at home with somebody who's on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that the Lord brought Danny out. He had 12 specialists, couldn't mm-hmm. speak, would sit there and balance, do all these things. Mm-hmm. And today, very high functioning.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell there's a difference.
Yes.
You know, he still works
sure.
through a unique spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, I'll take it. compared to what he was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so thankful to the Lord that he brought him where he is. Mm-hmm. He can communicate clearly.
Yeah. Well, their report was, is he'll never speak.
Yep.
He'll never be independent. Yep. He'll never be potty trained back when he was a child. Yep. And all these things. And I just said, that is not what my Bible says. And I have to be honest, I would lean on the Holy Spirit and I would ask for wisdom because in a sense, for those who know, it's almost like they're behind a glass wall and they're wanting to communicate and they're wanting to tell you certain things.
Right.
But it's almost like you have to find trigger words or things to...
Heather's a savage mama, like a really good one. Like there was a time, I remember in one of the kids' schools, you know, and we are a major proponent for homeschool. We just didn't, at the time, we just kind of were in the system and, you know, traveling, doing things. But then we did start homeschooling.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, we did both.
We did both.
Spiritual and the natural. Daniel went to school for 2 years before kindergarten.
But I remember, yeah, he did. But I remember you going into one. And remember they were teaching the kids like transcendental meditation or they're trying to teach him like, you know, oh, now here's the spirit animal and here's the sea child and all this stuff and all that.
Yeah.
And you came
in. The program's called Indigo Kids.
Yeah. And you came in there.
I was totally against that.
Yeah. You came in there, had a really good conversation with him.
I did.
And what did you say? You said something to the effect of, so you guys are like, you believe in all points of view, right? Mm-hmm. And what'd you say?
Yeah. And I said, so I said, what you're doing with the sea child, this is linked to Hinduism.
Yeah.
I said, so if it's okay for you to teach Hinduism in here, I said, then I would like to have a day where I come in and speak on the view, the vantage point of Christianity and speaking on the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
Yeah, we want to renew these kids' minds by speaking in tongues.
Yeah. So that's your form of meditation. I would like to introduce my form of meditation with speaking in tongues for the children.
Yep.
And going through the fruits of the Spirit and going through what it is to receive Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit and talk about peace. We have our form of meditation.
Yep.
And they about came unglued. Like, what? No, we can't.
Demons.
Anyway.
Push that demon button.
That was a good time.
We want all the Antichrist religions. We want the false stuff in here. But you bring the true one in here. They're like, no, we don't do real stuff.
Oh, I love parent-teacher conferences. I enjoyed those thoroughly.
Yeah, and that's before it was even what it is today. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of you that need to go to those parent-teacher conferences. You need to go to school board meetings.
Get involved.
You need to go get involved. You need to be on those boards. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the number one ways we can really see results and bring change. So that's a wonderful conversation. But the point is we've been through some life. We've been through things. There's a lot of people that you have children and you're trying to work through the process.
Yes.
And I simply want to say this, Proverbs 22 and verse 6.
Yes.
It says this, train up a child in the way they should go.
Yes.
And when they were old,
that's right.
When
they're old,
they will not depart from it.
Can I tell you something?
Come on.
Even just today, I was sitting with Daniel. And he was so excited because we're talking about the Old Testament.
Yep.
And he got to laughing so hard. And it's true. He's older now. Now he way more. I mean, he'll come to me about biblical things. I'm like,
Danny's an early riser.
Yeah. He is an early riser. And so we were just sitting there this morning and we were talking and he found it to be so hysterically funny because we were talking about Moses.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying this for a reason. When you're putting stuff into your kids, I'm telling you, if they're young right now and you're, do not be encouraged. Encourage your heart in this.
Don't be discouraged.
Yeah. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged that when you sow those seeds, they are coming up. I got to laughing because he found it so funny that when he was talking about, we were talking about the burning bush Moses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know this story. That's great.
It was hilarious because we were talking about Moses and the burning bush. And the part that he found so funny was that Moses said to God, you're telling me to go to the elders of Israel. Who am I supposed to say your name is? And he thought it was so funny that Moses didn't know the name of God.
Oh, really?
He thought it was hysterical. Like, Moses is a Hebrew. How does he not know the name of God?
Yeah.
And of course, he said, you tell them that I am the I am.
I am.
And
oh, I love that.
I know. I'm trying not to cry.
Oh, no. It's
the
so
I
good.
Am is coming.
The I am is coming.
I has sent me to you to be the deliverer.
You know, we're here and it's, you know, Colorado, we do this broadcast 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning. Many of you are getting ready to go to church somewhere. But a lot of you in real time here, you consider this your church and we welcome you. We really do.
Yeah.
And we really felt to talk about children today just a little bit. And I got a lot more we're going to get into. Mm-hmm. But this is so important. And I think it's great that Danny's progressed to that point that he's breaking through and he's doing that. And, you know, being that it's fresh on us, we just wanted to share that with you live here and be with you guys.
Yeah.
But that being said, if you train up your child in the way they should go, you know, and I love that Danny's just like, you know, Moses didn't know the name of God. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, and you got to understand his humor. He will find things so funny that he gets going. But we're so joyful with him because he could have been not even responding.
Yeah.
He would have needed, you know, like special help.
Yeah.
And instead of that, we prayed through, we saw him, and now he loves the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot for the ministry, actually.
He does.
You know, on my own personal requests of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes media, he creates graphics, he does things.
Yeah.
And so there's that. But, you know, I think the reason we even bring up children, we bring up legacy, you know, as we're here is because all the family matters, number one, but also with the way the world is going and how we're contending for the future, we're contending for righteousness.
Yes.
A lot of the children and people, it can be a thought for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do? Where is this going? Mm-hmm. What does the future look like for our kids? And I keep having the Holy Spirit say, it doesn't have to be bad for them.
Yeah.
We can stand.
Yes.
We can really stand. And so that's what I keep seeing. And with that, we got to keep assuring our hearts. You know, yes, we're talking about children, but that goes right in line with assuring our hearts before the Lord.
That's right.
Because a lot of people, you know, many of you are super strong in faith. You know, let me look right at you for a moment. You're super strong in faith. You have the Lord with you. The Lord's on your side. You know it. And you're standing in faith, but you're looking at the world right now. And you say, my goodness, you know, This is wild, but here's the word of the Lord. Heather said this to me before we even jumped on here with you guys, and that was we need to have assurance in our heart. Heather, talk about that. Assuring our hearts before him. How do you do that?
There's many ways you can assure your heart. One, you have to be very intentional and diligent about it. You can't just be all willy-nilly about it. You know, one thing that, let me start by saying this. We want to raise up a million for a billion.
Oh, come on.
We want to raise up a million for a billion. And through that million for a billion, we want clear-eyed, clear-minded. They know the word of God. Their hearts are assured. They're not like a shaky, you know, shaky tree that your leaves are falling off at every little wind that blows. But my point of saying that is assuring your heart is that we want to raise up people that, yes, you got to start somewhere. You start in the milk of the word.
That's it.
But I want to challenge you. This is really what I like, hear me for a moment. I want to challenge you.
Yep.
Do not let your thoughts run away on you. Do not let your idle thoughts where they run so far on you that you're so far down a rabbit hole. You know, sometimes I talk about this at women's conferences. Women have a tendency to go with their imagination. And I'll get right back to assuring your heart. So for instance,
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah. So for instance, a lot of times young women, it starts when they're younger. If you're at home alone, all of a sudden it starts out innocently with, okay, I'm home by myself. If all of a sudden somebody breaks in, what's my plan of attack?
Yeah.
What's my plan of escape? And it starts out innocently, but truly you're cracking the door to fear in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah.
And so they start entertaining these thoughts. And then before you know it, it's like, well, my intent was to be safe. Like, how do I be safe? When really it's a door for the enemy to go, how do I take this thought and run you so far down the rabbit hole that now you're kidnapped, bound, or
in your mind.
In your mind. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. In your mind and damaged in some way. And that is not of God. So I want to use that as an example of, do not let your thoughts be idle. Do not let them run away with you. I don't care if it's about your finances. your relationships, your children, your health. You cannot afford in this life, in this time, to have idle thoughts. You have got to speak out loud. You know, this sounds maybe so trivial, and it's like, how do I share my heart? Mm-hmm. It's the little tiny things.
Yeah.
So I can't remember what basketball coach it was, but he always started with, he had the biggest lesson with these major NBA stars, and it always started with how they tied their shoes, like putting their shoes on properly. And it made a huge difference in their performance out on the court, so that their socks aren't bunched. It's just, you got to start with the little things. And my point of saying that today is to, even today in passing, I said, oh, this is frustrating. And I stopped and I said, I'm sorry, Lord. I have a spirit of peace, not a spirit of frustration.
Right.
I do not have a spirit of frustration, but I have a spirit of peace.
Yeah.
My point of saying that is assuring your heart, you have to be diligent. You yes. have to be disciplined. You have to open your mouth. Yes, take in the word of God. Yes, assure your heart and getting that word in your heart. So you're so saturated in the word of God that your heart becomes so fully persuaded in whatever it is that you're needing to assure your heart in, that it's just, you become just a superpower, if you will, for Amen. The Lord.
Oh yeah, it's got power.
And so you have to do those things. So I challenge you, if you say something out of your mouth, it's okay to say, forgive me, Lord, and course correct, speaking about even your own self and your so own good. Heart.
Our imaginations are huge.
They are.
That they can create a reality that never even happens.
Yeah.
But you can live it out.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
And it'll have an effect on your physical body.
Well, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Pay very close attention to me right now, all of you, to Heather and I. Imagine you're in a life raft. Okay, a ship has sank. You're in a life raft. It's just you. You're in this life raft and you're drifting. And all of a sudden, you realize you are really alone. You're in the middle of the ocean. And as you're in the middle of the ocean, you recognize there's one oar in the life raft. You look up and notice in this very small life raft, suddenly you are surrounded by great white sharks. You look around, you look at every side, you see that there is fins popping up. You see that they're swimming closer and closer and closer, and they're beginning to bump the life raft. The life raft is getting bumped. The life raft is getting roughed up by several very large great white sharks. And you can feel them at your feet, bumping your feet. You feel the things happening, and they just bump the life raft. You're in this life raft. When suddenly a leak springs, you hear the air coming out of the life raft. It's coming out. And you feel it begin to collapse towards your legs and feet, and you start to go into the water, and the sharks are very close. You grab hold of the oar, and it's all you have. And now the water is about to come over the sides of the life raft, and you're going to go in, and you notice that there's blood in the water from another wounded animal, and the sharks are swimming faster, and they're beginning to wrestle with one another, looking for something to devour, and you're sinking. Here's my question. What do you do in that scenario? What do you do? What do you do? A lot of people begin to say, I take the oar. Maybe you'd take the oar. I know I would. I'd be like, whap, whap, whap. Like, you're not taking me this way. Like, come here, Jaws. Whap, right? You go down that avenue. But the answer, the question really is, what do you do? And people are saying, this is a terrible story. Why are you telling this story? Well, the answer is this. You ready for the answer? Here's what you do. Here's the answer. You change your imagination. Because remember, I started that story out by saying, imagine with me, if you would, that you're in a life raft and these things begin to happen. The whole thing's an imagination. It's not real. Now, if anybody was tuned in to that story and really listening to it, here's what you began to have happen. You're thinking, this is horrible. What a horrifying story. Why would you even tell this stupid story?